The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction of our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Thank you. And now it's time for The Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show.
You are listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network at eurofolkradio.com. And now, it's the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello everybody, and today I'm delighted to be welcoming back my good friend Dr. Eric Karlstrom, who's been a regular on this program, provided great content on a variety of topics for us. I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, hello Andy, good to be with you again and continue our extended conversations. I always enjoy comparing notes from across the pond, as they call it.
Absolutely, and also I'm going to throw a little shout out. I always mention the Mammy's website, quism.blogspot.com, but there's another website, blog site, that puts up my show, and that's hoolisblog.blogspot.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, and Hooli is spelt W-H-O-O-L-I-S blog.blogspot.com. And the reason I mention Hooli is I know that he told me, I think a while ago, that you were one of his favourite guests on this programme, so I know that he'll be listening, so a shout out and a thank you to him for posting the shows as he does. It's very much appreciated, as it is with the guys at Mammy's. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to start with a song, folks. Today's show is going to focus on gang stalking. Of course, Eric has five different websites, and they'll all be listed in the post for this show, and he'll run through them when we get back. But we're going to play one of Eric's songs. He's a great musician and vocalist and songwriter, and this is called Ode to Jimmy. It's about 5 minutes long, so I'm going to mute us both and I'm going to play it now.
Jimmy was a tall and a skinny, funny-looking kid. He and I was best friends in the second grade. We was always cutting up and giving our favorite teacher fits. But he was in that purple reader all the way. By the time that we grew up to high school age, he'd read most of Steinbeck and was writing poetry. He was playing on the football team, picking folk songs with Ames and Dave and me. Then one summer day, my family moved out west. I had to say goodbye to all my childhood friends. But a few years later, I set out to hitchhiking from Flagstaff back to Arlington. There I found Jimmy looking all pale and weak and drawn. He was singing lead now in a rock and roll band. And I watched him stick a needle in his arm, like his hero, that other Jimmy, was doing then. Then I spent a few days at my favorite aunt and uncle's house, revisiting my second family. Seemed they were all healthy and busy and living well. He was high up in the CIA. A little bit later I heard that Jimmy died, OD'd on the bathroom floor. The word was that he'd really tried to clean up his life and straighten out once more. Well, those crazy times never made much sense to me. The war, the drugs, and all the casualties. It's only looking back now that finally I begin to see things were not at all the way that they appeared to be. It was war for drugs and drugs for war. It was all big profits for those Wall Street banks. And it was CIA agents stealing heroin to our soldiers in Vietnam. It was stuffing white powder from Laos into body bags. They could hide 50 pounds inside each man. That's how they shipped the stuff back to America. And how it ended up in Jimmy's veins. Now I wonder if the ones who shipped those drugs ever had to spend a day in jail, or if those Wall Street drug lords ever lost a night of sleep or missed a meal. But it seems the justice system here is broken now, and it's the criminals that rule. But I reckon they'll still have to face a higher law and a judge that can't be bought or fooled. Gazing now into these mysteries, how our lives are wagered, sold and spent. But as these years go drifting by, I sometimes miss my childhood friends. Jimmy was a tall and a skinny, funny-looking kid. He and I was best friends in the second grade. We was always cutting up and giving our teacher fits. But he was in that purple reader all the way.
Excellent, Eric. And can you tell us what, I take it that was an acoustic guitar, because I know you play a variety of instruments.
Yeah, that's a guitar. That's my first instrument, really. In fact, Jimmy Eisenberg and Dave DeHuff and Ames Arnold and I all learned how to play the guitar back in the early mid-60s, when the folk music craze was going on and the Kingston Trio and the Peter, Paul and Mary. And we taught each other how to play guitar, and we formed little groups and we had a great time, you know. But yeah, I've been playing guitar ever since then, and I guess that's been quite a while ago. And of course, the song is a true story, all of it. And it does take a while to wake up to how the world really works and understand that really it's the criminals that rule. And it's a tragic song, because not only is it the loss of a very talented young man at the age of 20 or so. I suppose he would have died in 1969, 1970. At that time, one third of the soldiers in Vietnam were hooked on heroin, and the heroin was coming from the Golden Triangle of Laos, Burma, and China. And the CIA's Air America was doing the transporting of the heroin and making the profits and giving a lot of the profits to General Vang Pao in Laos. And this is how the CIA has managed wars. This has been their funny money, you know, through the years. It goes right back to their founding in 1947, you know, with the National Security Act. And if you want to find out the story on the backstory on that, you know, you can read a little bit. I'm talking now to your audience. This is a book called Whiteout, The CIA Drugs and the Press, by Alexander Cockburn or Coburn and Jeffrey St. Clair. Another one is The Politics of Heroin in Southeast Asia, by a Vietnam vet himself, Alfred W. McCoy. Another one, Drugs, Oil, and War, Peter Dale Scott. So, you know, it's realizing that, you know, not only was it the tragic loss of life, but where really we're dealing with a betrayal of a nation. And most Americans and most citizens of other countries, you know, maybe don't have time to dig into the backstory to learn what's, you know, who really rules the world. But a very, very well-positioned individual, Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty, wrote a book called The Secret Team, the CIA and its allies in control of the United States and the world, that came out in 73. And it went because he was the liaison officer between, he was a colonel, he was the liaison officer between the CIA and the military between 1955 and 1963, when, of course, Kennedy was assassinated. And he wrote this book in 73, and he talked about all these counterinsurgency wars that the CIA was doing all over the world against friends and allies, and as well as enemies. And, you know, the counterinsurgency wars are actually going on now all over the world. And what that means is the CIA and whatever intelligence agency is dominant will just pick out a list of people, maybe good, solid citizens, you know, like doctors, lawyers, professors, you know, whatever, teachers, and say, well, these people are kind of a threat to our system, you know, our order here. So we're going to attack them. We're going to give the list to the military and they're going to attack them. And then if the person doesn't just die right away and they stand up and resist, then they're known as insurgents. And then the military and the intelligence do counterinsurgency. So this is, of course, what happened in the Vietnam War with the Phoenix program was a computer organized counterinsurgency program against the civilian population. Now we're seeing this all over the world with a program that's often kind of mislabeled gang stalking or organized gang stalking. But again, the level of betrayal now is, you know, I don't know, hundreds of times worse than it was back in the time of the Vietnam War, which, you know, is a time when I really kind of came of age. I watched all this stuff unfold. And the saying at the time was, well, no matter how bad you think the things the government are doing now, it's probably much worse. And that was, we were lied to on a daily basis by the government. So people of my age bracket, you know, really grew to distrust and often detest the U.S. government. And but anyway, that's a different story. Now it's all the bad news. The fascist instincts are again back. That was a very difficult song for me to write. I wrote it in 2003, so that was some 34 years later after Jimmy died. And of course, I was by that time a university professor. And really researching these things and reading these books and getting the backstory that, of course, most Americans didn't have at that time. Let me just give you another name of a book that, you know, kind of goes along with the theme of what we're going to talk about today. This is by a victim of the CIA mind control program, MKUltra, Carol Rutz. And she's one of the survivors. She wrote a book called A Nation Betrayed: The Chilling True Story of Secret Cold War Experiments Performed on Our Children and Other Innocent People. So really what we're talking about today is the top secret mind control experiments that the CIA conducted and other groups in the military, especially, and also psychologists from the top universities back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and right up till the present. And all this, of course, is to gain control over the minds and behavior of everybody. I mean, they want to enslave us. They want to turn us into biorobots. And this is the biggest story that I can find right now. I've got these websites, you know, 911nwo.com. Of course, 9/11 was, you know, a false flag, synthetic state-sponsored terrorism. I got another one on naturalclimatechange.com. or naturalclimatechange.org, and of course that's also another one of these huge worldview warfare lies that gets us to give up our civil liberties, you know, and to world government, the UN. And another one is gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And I became aware in 2013 that I was being targeted in this modern gang stalking program. But looking now, having researched it since that year, 2013, and putting now over 1,000 posts on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, I realize this has really been going on all through the Cold War, and that there was a gigantic top secret mind control competition between the Soviet Union and the United States, especially during the Cold War. And for those of you who are very, very unfortunate enough to be lab rats or non-consensual human experimentees in these odious, hateful programs, they're really trying to destroy and kill you. I hope that this website will help you arm yourself with information. And I think education is perhaps the best defense. And my motivation, of course, is to educate not only the TIs, the targeted individuals, as they're called. I call them targeted citizens, because the police use TI, targeted individual, as a term for bad guys. So they want us to label ourselves as bad guys, and then the police, of course, will come after us. So all of this is psychological operations. But I wanted to read, Andy, and please break in anytime. I wanted to read maybe a synopsis of what I've kind of, I keep trying to summarize this very, very complex, multi-layered program in a short few paragraphs. And my latest synopsis was just this last month. And I'd like to read that as a starting point. And then I can, you know, give quotes from many, 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 many other authors that would, you know, support what I'm saying. Because I'm not making this stuff up. I wish I was. This is a global lockdown system. Would you like to jump in, or should I just plunge ahead here, Andy?
I just go ahead. I think that what would be interesting as well is any of the audience who may feel that they may be victims of gang stalking and just not know. I mean, I personally don't think I'm a victim of gang stalking directly, but as we spoke before the show, the actual culture that they're rolling out for us, which is a world that if you have traditional beliefs, if you have Christian beliefs, if you have Christian values, that you simply are at odds with, and it's basically take it or leave it. And if you come out and spout any of your Christianity doctrine that goes against our LGBT agenda or anything like that, then expect to go to jail or, you know, be dealt with in whatever way that we choose. And we've seen so many cases, whether it's people refusing to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding or people talking about homosexuality in Canada and getting tens of thousands of dollars in fines, all these sort of things, simply because they have a Christian belief. And that's what I find completely unacceptable, that people, we're told that you know, we need to be tolerant, but tolerance only goes one way. There's no tolerance for Christians and their beliefs. It's just one way traffic the other way. Isn't that right, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you've written the book, The Synagogue of Satan. And of course, it does come back to that. We are talking about the synagogue of Satan. We can name it the Illuminati. We can name it what we want. But I want to expose the secret weapons that they have and that they are using against us and that they will continue to use against us. And this gang stalking program, it combines a number of those, as it turns out. So let me read this synopsis here from May 20th of this year. It's on the homepage of my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. Okay, here it is. Organized gang stalking, also known as counterintelligence stalking, I call it Gestapo 666, and I can define that later, and also called The Program by insiders, comprises psychological, psychotronic operations, torture, terrorism, war crimes, and crimes against humanity committed by governments and their private subcontractors against millions of innocent civilians worldwide. Victims, also known as targeted individuals or TIs, are secretly and extrajudicially blacklisted, tracked and targeted, but they're blacklisted on these terrorism watch lists, you know, that the Department of Homeland Security puts out. And then they're tracked and targeted with no-touch torture. These are the secret weapons. No-touch torture, non-lethal directed energy weapons, and mind behavioral control or neuroweapons, which were developed in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s and onward under the CIA's top secret Project MKUltra, and Monarch mind control programs, etc. This Department of Defense, CIA, NSA, NASA, NATO, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, DNI, Director of National Intelligence program is the modern extension of numerous previous programs, most of which have been outlawed. These programs are characteristics of totalitarian states. These include the East German Stasi's Zersetzung, or decomposition, the FBI's COINTELPRO, or counterintelligence program, and the CIA's MKUltra, Monarch, MH Chaos, and Phoenix programs. The program, quote unquote, apparently the short version of Monarch, the new Phoenix program, and Monarch is the operational Department of Defense use of the CIA's MKUltra mind control technologies. And the Phoenix program in Vietnam, again, is the way to take out civilian resistance to a government objective. There's a book called Monarch, the New Phoenix Program by Thomas, 2007, well worth reading. This constitutes unconventional information, cyber, psychological, and psychotronic warfare. These are all terms that are just replete in military documents. Also, low-intensity conflict, that's their term, and so-called peacekeeping operations, that was the term they used for the Phoenix program, justified under the guise of the phony war on terrorism and national security, which actually is the national security racketeering network system. It's entirely corrupt. The program is entirely unconstitutional and illegal, consumes trillions of taxpayer dollars, and conscripts a large percentage of Americans as citizen spies under the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies who are paid, and the police, and who are paid, enticed, bribed, and or coerced to participate in the harassment, torture, terrorization, and destruction of fellow citizens, whom government has secretly designated as, quote, political enemies and or guinea pigs for Department of Defense weapons testing and brain mapping. So I'm a guinea pig, Andy. I'm a lab rat. I'm a PhD, 30 years of teaching experience at universities, and they decide they want to map my brain. So, gosh, you know, I'm just taking a break from the script here. But yeah, it was Douglas Valentine who wrote the book, The CIA as Organized Crime, how covert operations corrupt America and the world. He said the CIA looks at all of us as cannon fodder or lab rats. And that's true. They believe they're above the law. They believe they are gods. They're a satanic cult. I'm convinced. And my uncle was in it. And he's a great guy. But that doesn't mean it's not a satanic cult. And he didn't do lots of rotten things. Millions of whistleblowers, dissidents, veterans, Christians, constitutionalists, and other good people fill the ranks of the classified, top secret terrorism watch list generated at DHS, Department of Homeland Security, FBI fusion centers. This all, you know, came out after Michael Chertoff founded the DHS. He was Jewish, of course. It was staffed originally by Marcus Wolf, who was the director of the East German Stasi, another Jew. So this is the way the totalitarian societies get rid of their enemies. Okay, that means people who don't go along with their program. So that means forget about democracy. That means the government can kill anybody it doesn't like. So the American democracy is now a complete shell. It's a complete sham. It's a complete fraud. It's a complete betrayal of the Constitution. The criminals are ruling the country, as I say in the song. It's the criminals that rule. Okay, these citizens are labeled potential terrorist threats and non-investigative subjects, code for silent hits. What's a hit? It's an assassination. The government, the CIA, the military is murdering American citizens and citizens of England and citizens all over the world, especially the Five Eyes countries. And Israel, of course, is playing a dominant role in all this, too. Apparently, the deep state intelligence military complex will pay virtually any amount of money to keep the program going, to test their military weapons on non-consensual human experimentees, and simultaneously eliminate potential opponents of the New World Order. Many of the perpetrators drive brand new vehicles. I know this because I'm a target, and they're always targeting me and harassing me. So I see these people on a daily basis. The government's missing $43 trillion in quote unquote unaccountable adjustments. And that's according to, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz, who was the assistant secretary of housing urban development back under the Reagan years, and very good with big numbers that have to do with government budgets. There's now they say $50 trillion is missing. So where'd that $50 trillion go? I think a lot of it's gone into this program. I think it's a very expensive program. I think they spend over $1 million a year on me and most other TIs because they want to map our brains, you see, and put it into the hive mind artificial intelligence that's going to rule the world. I mean, this is diabolical. I mean, these people all should be tried and punished. Okay, recently classified. Okay. All the missing $43 trillion in unaccountable adjustments recently classified as a state secret under cloak of national security. This may be one source of the funding for this mammoth black operation. It's a black operation. It's a wet operation. These are terminal experiments. You're in the system until you die, and you're going to die prematurely because they're going to harass you to death. And they're going to steadily take over your mind and your nervous system if they can with their high tech. Well, they call it the technology. We'll talk about that later. Okay, the functions of the program, Gestapo 666, the program, one, neutralizes and or eliminates people of conscience who are illegally blacklisted and targeted as threats. Two, comprises state-sponsored terrorism that deploys secret military weapons, including directed energy, EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, and mind-control neuroweapons, no-touch torture, and crisis actors against domestic populations. Weather warfare, geoengineering, example Hurricane Harvey, and staged false flag terror events, Operation 9/11, the massive California fires in Paradise, also probably started by these electromagnetic frequencies, lasers of 2017 and 18, are other forms of state-sponsored terrorism that deploy these or similar weapons. And most Americans are not aware that the Pentagon has been weaponizing these frequencies of the electromagnetic spectrum since World War II. And this is really the test of technology, the death ray, et cetera. Okay, number three, this program provides a steady stream of non-consenting and often unwitting human subjects, lab rats, who are human trafficked, that is sold through classified government contracts to corporations, hospitals, and universities for the testing and deployment of these non-lethal and neurobrain weapons. Number four, provides the means by which the deep state, Illuminati government, military intelligence, mafia complex, whatever, can control and coordinate the civilian sector to function as a secret army of spies and covert operators. And of course, they communicate now with the whole communication cell phone network. They all have their cell phone apps and they're getting their instructions. Often I've even heard it, you know, going to a gas station, I see a little tiny guy in a bathroom. He's got a great big cell phone, and there's a woman voice coming through the cell phone. He's listening to it, and the woman says, "Proceed to blah 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 blah." And this little guy in the bathroom, who just, you think he's just another guy going to the bathroom in a gas station. Well, actually, he's working. You know, he's working. He's part of the secret army. He's going to harass somebody. He's going to follow that order. Okay, primary perpetrators, and I spell perpetrators T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. These people are traitors to God. They're traitors to their country. They're traitors to their fellow humans. Include the FBI DHS Threat Fusion Center system, private intelligence subcontractors such as the FBI's InfraGuard and the CIA DIA paid hivemind teams of brain researchers and manipulators at universities, federal, state, and local police, and most of the legal system. Terrorism liaison officers, or TLOs, are chosen from the ranks of police and first responders, or retired police and first responders. Also surveillance role players and crisis actors, spotters, trackers, neighborhood watch, vigilantes, etc. I call them neighborhood watch or neighborhood death squads, because this is a kind of a soft death squad. It's a death of 1,000 cuts. Number five, gives elites the technological means to covertly control, enslave, and or genocide entire populations. Six, helps military and corporate leaders develop and refine their ability to fight wars in the future, primarily with mind control and EMF weapons. See, they're going to win the battle for the minds of the people electronically by controlling their minds, turning us into bio robots and slaves. Seven, produces a steady stream of traumatized, fragmented, and programmed mind-controlled shooters. These are the targets now, who then get programmed electronically to obey the orders, which are put into their heads electronically from remote locations. And then these then function as either the actual shooters or as the patsies in Pentagon-funded, false-flagged, state-sponsored terror events. You can name your events, you know, the Aurora shootings in Colorado where I live, or the Las Vegas shootings, or all the ones in Florida, or, you know, Sandy Hook, go on down the list. These are all Pentagon-funded, false-flagged, state-sponsored terror events, which are stage-managed to terrorize the public, empower and embolden the military, intelligence, police state, and justify the repeal of Americans' Second Amendment right to bear arms. You know, and if, hey, you guys want to hold on to your guns in America, which we do, then we'll just keep, you know, more and more and more of these mass shootings, which never used to happen before. You know, this is, and of course the press is all over this, so this is all part of the terrorize the public mission. Number eight, enriches the corporatocracy, organized crime, and military intelligence agencies, and stimulates the economy. The program does this by funneling trillions of federal dollars to innumerable public and corporate agencies and enterprises, and B, asset stripping the wealth and physical and intellectual property of targets. So this is actually policing for profit, among other things. The citizens on patrol working with the police, and corrupt police will be involved in this. And there are ways that organized crime is involved in this, and they will actually strip the assets from the targets that they kill. So we're really talking about a system from hell here. Number nine comprises an invisible civil war in which military personnel control both sides of a managed conflict in the American quote-unquote battle space under U.S. NORTHCOM or U.S. Northern Command, which formed right after 9/11, and the U.S. Air Force Mission Control that deploys weaponized electromagnetic frequencies, AI, artificial intelligence, satellites, and the Geographic Information Grid, GIG, telecommunication systems, including satellites, cell towers, and cell phones, and advanced supercomputer and computer technology, including mobile virtual war rooms, termed C4ISR. And all the military branches have this. It's a virtual war room that's C4ISR, stands for Command, Control, Communications, Computers, Intelligence, Surveillance, Reconnaissance. So all of us then become nodes on a gigantic geographic information grid, and they can see this on the computer screen, and they can manipulate the perpetrators, the spotters, the trackers, or whatever, and communicate with them in real time with the C4ISR system. This is a battlefield system. And they can also swarm those nodes or those spotters, trackers, street theater people, perpetrators around the targets. They can coordinate this whole war against the psychological war against the targets with these C4ISR systems. And they do. And all the military branches are involved in this, especially the special operations forces and the psychological operations groups. Number 10 comprises a silent covert coup against the civilian population, the U.S. Constitution, the American Republic, and civilization. Number 11 corrupts, controls, criminalizes, militarizes, weaponizes, and satanizes large segments of society. 12 presages a global techno-fascist, totalitarian, privatized military intelligence police state, come New World Order, One World Government, UN Agenda 2030, in which most of humanity could be reduced to cyborg slave status or genocided. So, you know, the people at top are criminals, and as John Lennon once said, you know, the people in control are insane people, you know, with insane goals. And finally, number 13 here, not quite finally, 13 provides the technological means by which futurists, all Jews, by the way, such as Dr. Norbert Wiener, right after World War II, who wrote the book Cybernetics, Dr. Ray Kurzweil, who wants, you know, to merge humans and computers, Elon Musk, of course, with all his neural net plans, you know, to put up 5,000 mini satellites, which of course can zoom in on anybody and everybody, and Bill Gates, who's just another billionaire on board, apparently hope to ensure immortality for themselves and their Judeo-Masonic Illuminati satanic cult through the digital replication, i.e. theft, and enhancement, i.e. hive mind, of human brains and central nervous system characteristics, and concomitant production of, quote, transhumanist cyborgs. They've been working on this since Norbert Wiener's book came out in 1948 or 6 or 7 or something like that. And this is all what was behind the MACI conferences, the man-machine conferences, which I've written about also. We may surmise that a chief goal of the CIA DOD's post-World War II Manhattan Project of the Mind, and they were spending $1 billion a year of federal funds on this, even in the 50s and 60s and 40s. This is Project MKUltra, Bluebird, Artichoke, MK Naomi, blah, 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 Stargate, has always been to develop the technological means for the elite to attain godhood, as per Genesis 3, chapter 4 through 5. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, ye shall be as gods. 14, helps usher in a Luciferic Antichrist one world system. The Hebrew term tikkun olam, meaning reinventing or repairing the world, expresses this goal. It appears that the long-planned Jewish utopia, universal Jewish empire, may involve the replacing of God's creation and God's people with digital cyborg copies. Almost done here. Although the existence of the program is officially denied and its victims are routinely labeled and institutionalized as paranoid, schizophrenic, delusional, innumerable books, articles, official military documents, patents, and the testimonies of thousands of credible and sometimes quite brilliant people prove it has existed in various forms for well over half a century. Currently, government and media are engaged in covering up the program by deploying many of the same PSYOP, organized stalking, information, cyber warfare protocols as previous cover-ups, for instance, Operation 9/11. Last paragraph. This website is dedicated to educating the public to the dangers of this evil totalitarian system. I especially hope it will save the lives and livelihoods of many targeted citizens, also known as TIs, and will contribute to the exposure and total dismantling of this diabolical system. The U.S. Constitution is still the law of the land in America, as per Madison versus Marbury, 1803, which states, all laws repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Perpetrators, T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S, traitors, must be exposed and held accountable. There is no statute of limitations for these crimes. Last thing I'll say here is Gestapo 66 is my acronym to discover this or to describe this, and that stands for 666 means six S's, six T's, and six P's. It's a global intelligence syndicate, secret, satanic, space-based, surveillance, stalking, tracking, targeting, torture, terrorism, termination, transhumanism, and psycho-political policing for profit, psychotronic and psychological warfare operations. I think this is the biggest story out there, Andy, and I would like to, you know, expose this. You know, I would like to get the guilty parties exposed, just like Ephesians says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So that's, do you have any comments at this point, Andy? That was a mouthful.
Well, I mean, it's good that you went through the, sorry, I'm just waiting for the Skype to catch up. It's good that you went through all the details there, because it really is a diabolical system. The question is what a lot of the audience will be wanting to know, and that's how long are we going to have to suffer this, and how long are we going to have to endure this? I think there are people out there that get a bit bored of me saying that I believe it'll all come right in the end with the intervention from, obviously, who many people refer to as God, Jesus Christ, what have you. But it's the reason I say that is that that's what it says in the Bible. And I don't know of any man-made solution to this, because there's no political solution, because in most countries now, the sort of radical action that would be needed to deal with these people and confront these people would be deemed as racist or what have you. So you couldn't even set up a political party to do it. And then you look at any sort of, if there was some sort of revolution, and of course they've got all the weaponry as it is. So what are you going to revolt with? In obviously you still have the right to keep and bear arms in America, although it's shrinking all the time, and they're making certain weapons illegal. And so in the end, if you can only have a gun that fires a certain amount of bullets per minute or things like that, and you've got the military that have got these grandiose weapons, then it's a bit of a one-sided affair. And that's why I always say that the only solution, unfortunately, I think that if people had woken up earlier and they'd been more motivated and were able to do something, we could have stopped it. But now the power has swung to them fully, and it's only divine intervention that's going to get us out of that. So my question to you is, what would you agree with what I just said? And if so, how much worse do you see it getting before it gets better?
Well, I do agree with what you said, and you know, and we are talking, I think, about the end times here, and we are looking forward to the return of Jesus Christ, as you know, our hope. But meanwhile, the old Russian proverb is pray to God, but keep rowing to shore. I do believe that, you know, divine intervention is what we need, and I do very, very much long for Jesus's return. But we don't know exactly what his timetable is. So we almost kind of have to also have a kind of a plan B, which is that there might be a spiritual awakening. You know, it was the, which would make this kind of odious system impossible. You know, who was the guy from France who came over to America and studied and looked at the New Republic and said, well, America is great because Americans are good. When America ceases to be great, or Americans cease to be good, America will cease to be great. Well, Americans are rotten. You know, the Department of Homeland Security in 2003, in a Boston Globe article, the Department of Homeland Security said, we want to make 100 million, which is a third of America almost, Americans into citizen spies, just like the Stasi in East Germany had, you know, one in six or even one in three. I've read two different figures there of those Germans spying on each other. Well, they're ratting on each other. They're scum. You know, I mean, this is cruelty. This is cowardice. A spy, I think, is a demon. He's a liar by definition, and we have allowed America to be taken over by our spies, the CIA. And so, you know, if there is some kind of a spiritual reawakening in America, but, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen. But, you know, one of our favorite individuals, I think you and I both agree, Tex Mars made a tremendous contribution in all his power prophecy shows and in all his some 50 or 60 or 70 books. He was always a Bible-believing Christian, but who was also an Air Force officer, and he looked at the Bible, and he also looked at geopolitics, and he saw how they fit together, almost as if the ruling elite is using the Bible as a roadmap, you know. He would say that the whore of Babylon is Israel, you know, Sodom and Egypt in Jerusalem. And America is the beast that is ridden by the whore of Babylon, and his judgment or his interpretation, which I thought he did an awfully good job of interpreting things, was that towards the end, the America, the beast, would throw off the whore of Babylon. The Jews, that the Israel proper in Israel, and then the diaspora Jews, you might say, it's about 8 million, they say, in both Israel and the United States. But the synagogue of Satan, you know, certainly is that's the core, although the Christian evangelicals and the intelligence agencies, and they have many allies. But it could be that if there is somewhat of a spiritual awakening in America, or even a coming back to decency, maybe you get fed up with this rottenness, you know, this LGBT stuff and the political correctness. This is just rot. This is coming from the Frankfurt School, you know, and the cultural Marxist, you know, how do you destroy a country? You know, the long march through cultural institutions, just make it rotten. That was the goal of the Frankfurt School Jews who came over here. Hitler chased them out of Germany, came over here in the 30s and 40s. And we're talking about, you know, they had an enormous influence. Kurt Lewin and all those guys. So America is rotten. It's just rotten. You know, if you've got 100 million people spying on each other and taking money under the table to harass, I mean, they're on the wrong side. In my worldview, they're going to hell. I mean, you know, it's really a bad choice. This is really, we're really up against these spiritual realities. Which way do you want to go? You know, you want some, you know, short-term Bitcoin and gift cards from the DHS to go harass your neighbor, or, you know, and go to hell? Or would you like to, you know, try to be a decent person and love your neighbor you know, have an eternity in heaven? I can't understand the people that would make this decision. Because I think that they are these perpetrators then become very vulnerable to the same powers, and they can be studied, they can be harassed, they can be, and if they leave the system, they can be targeted themselves. So they sell their souls, in a very you know, direct way. So this is a way for Satan to take down a society, you know, to pit us against each other in this civil war, and then you're going to have a certain number of clueless cowards who are going to, you know, go along with it. And yeah, you know, give me some money and I'll go do what you say with my cell phone app. You know, I'll be a citizen spy. It's awful. We're in desperate straits. Let me give you a little another little synopsis of what's going on. This is by a guy who's also got a PhD, and who also is a target, but is somebody who worked in intelligence. And he says, regarding the National Security Racketeering Network, that's his term, the program at its core is an extrajudicial political targeting and elimination program. This is a soft kill operation. The expected outcome is self-harm, financial disruption, social disruption of targeted individuals or targeted citizens. They want to get rid of you, the TC, by any means possible in a clandestine fashion, and also have fun and generate revenue while doing it. This is a style of parasitic crony capitalism, because the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and possibly DOD are farming out contracts on innocent Americans. So it is both a political targeting operation as well as a revenue generating scheme that starts off within the deep state shadow government. And who staffs these things? Well, who owns these private intelligence agencies? Retired federal law enforcement and intelligence personnel, FBI, NSA, DEA, JTDF, Homeland Security, ex-military officers. There are over 1,800 private intelligence agencies in the U.S. that operate with zero oversight. This is a giant racketeering network, probably the biggest underground black market illegal business in the United States today. We're talking trillions of dollars. Here's another website, says Citizens Against Harmful Technology. There's many, many groups that have tried to form, but they all get infiltrated and destroyed because it's such a powerful program. As a targeted individual, says on the homepage here of this website, as a targeted individual, you are attacked by many forces from all sides. You are an enemy of the state. This is called joint targeting. This military strategy is described in these military documents. You are a military target. And then the listed Joint Publication 360, Joint Targeting by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, 2007, blah, 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 blah. And then Joint Targeting and U.S. Targeted Killings, Joint Chiefs of Staff, 2013. So make no mistake, the military has, and the intelligence of this country, have betrayed the Constitution. They betrayed the American people, and they are killing American people. Now, that to me, they've lost their legitimacy. This country is no longer worth defending. you know, because there's nothing to defend. What are you going to defend? These documents, and this is going back to this page, these documents describe how and why you are chosen as a target. They even describe why your immediate and extended family is attacked as well. Now, the great Smedley Butler, Brigadier General, Marine Corps, most decorated soldier in American history, wrote the book War is a Racket back in 1936. And he said, you know, there's only two reasons we should fight, to defend our borders and to defend the Constitution. And of course, now the mafia and the mob and the military and the Masons and all this stuff, it's just a gigantic money-making machine. The military-industrial complex has run America since World War II for profit. And we, in a sense, our nation sold our soul to the devil, because this is the death machine. We have, what have we given to the world? We've given death. I've got some books by a State Department guy. One's called Killing Hope: U.S. Military and CIA Intervention Since World War II by William Blum. This is a big, fat book, about 500 pages, small print. You go down the list of countries the United States has, you know, assassinated leaders, started revolutions, insurrections, coups. You know, it's totally lawless. You know, no respect for international law, no respect for human life. And now all that system's coming back to America, perhaps as inevitably it would. I mean, you know, and then people like myself who are, you know, can add two and two and get four and say, yeah, well, Osama bin Laden didn't do 9/11. It was certainly, you know, the CIA and Mossad and these individuals and these groups. Well, then we become the enemy, because truth is the greatest enemy of the state, as Hermann Göring said after World War II at the Nuremberg trials. He was the Reich Minister of Propaganda for the Nazis. You know that quote, I'm sure. Truth is the greatest enemy of the state. So the state has to use all its resources to suppress the truth. That's exactly what's happening now. And the other book here by William Blum, Rogue State, A Guide to the World's Only Superpower. That's the United States. And power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. That's where we're at. But the point that I wanted to, and maybe we could talk about this in the future, I hope so, is that the torture that is being used now in this program is the same kind of torture that we saw at being used at the Guantanamo Bay after 9/11. We had these poor Saudi goat herders who had nothing to do with 9/11. They're brought over and they are tortured with these techniques of torture that the CIA developed in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And Alfred McCoy wrote a book. He wrote two books. I told you about The Politics of Heroin. He wrote another book called A Question of Torture, CIA Interrogation from the Cold War to the War on Terror. And he says the CIA has made these breakthroughs in the brutal science of torture, the first real breakthrough since the Inquisition. And here's what it amounts to. They have this is the main story with no-touch psychological torture. Discovery one, sensory deprivation. In the early 1950s, Donald Hebb found that he could induce a state akin to psychosis in just 48 hours. After just two or three days of such isolation, sitting in a cubicle with goggles, gloves, whatever, the subject's very identity had begun to disintegrate. Discovery two, self-inflicted pain. Albert Bitterman, Irving L. Janis, Harold Wolff, and Lawrence Hinkle, top psychologists, advised the agency about the role of self-inflicted pain in communist interrogation. During the 1950s as well, two eminent neurologists at Cornell Medical Center working for the CIA found that the KGB's most devastating torture technique involved not crude physical beatings, but simply forcing the victim to stand for days at a time. While the legs swelled, the skin erupted and suppurating lesions and kidneys shut down, hallucinations began. And then discovery three, and we talked about this last time, Andy, anyone can torture. Finally, a young Yale psychologist, Stanley Milgram, conducted his famous obedience experiments, asking ordinary New Haven citizens to torture on command and discovering that in contravention of conventional wisdom, anyone could be trained to torture. Milgram did controversial research under a government grant showing that almost any individual is capable of torture, a critical finding for the agency as it prepared to disseminate its method worldwide. So by the project's end in the late 60s, this torture, no-touch torture, psychological research had involved some of the most eminent psychologists in the 20th century, Hebb, Milgram, and Janus, and several presidents of the American Psychiatric Association and the American Psychological Association. Okay, so that's one of the great breakthroughs of the CIA and all their top secret mind control experiments, and then also non-lethal weapons and neuroweapons. So these are the main ingredients of the global gang stalking system. These three things: no torture, no touch torture, non-lethal weapons, which is directed energy weapons, you know, microwaves and lasers and acoustic weapons, and basically weaponizing the electromagnetic spectrum, 5G, 4G, these are all electromagnetic frequencies as well. And many of those frequencies, you know, can be used as weapons. And then the neuro weapons. And we haven't talked about that much this time. I hope we can talk about it next time, because according to Dr. James Giordano, who is working with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency with the Pentagon, and also Georgetown neuroscientist, and giving talks, you know, about how the mind is the battle space now. He says that the neuroweapons, neuroscience, and neurotech is the market share of neuroscience and neurotech is $175 billion a year. So in other words, this is big business. A lot of people making trillions of dollars, you know, on these programs. And this is how intelligence agencies will continue to control public perceptions. And they sometimes call it information warfare, low intensity conflict. This is terrorism. This is torture. But it's denied. We're not doing that. You're crazy. You're hearing voices that we knew how to put in your head back in the 60s. Well, you're crazy. You're being followed? Well, it says here in the Statistical and Diagnostic Manual of the Psychologists, DSM Diagnostic and Statistic Manual 5, it says you must be paranoid, delusional, schizophrenic. We better institutionalize you. Well, of course, this is the psychiatric reprisal that they used in the Soviet Union. So, again, the Soviets and the Americans were the main protagonists in this secret war to control mind and behavior. And all these tools, if you do some reading, which, of course, I do because I'm very interested and I'm an ex-professor and I know how to read and write, you can, and I read the work of other TIs who've done tremendous amount of research. I can list those people off, you know, brilliant people that have figured out what's going on. You know, Harlan Girard, Cheryl Welsh, Gloria Naylor, Dr. Ronnie Kilda, on and on and on. I read their stuff, and this is why I know what I know. I experience it. I read about it. I read the documents. This is the system from hell of the Illuminati, and people need to know about it, and people who are doing it need to be punished. That's my view.
Absolutely, Eric. Well, you've finished off there at a good point. We've got about a minute left, so can you just run through your websites for the audience, and then we'll wrap it up?
Yeah, sure, Andy. Thanks again for the opportunity to talk about these things. My website that we're talking about is gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, but that really grew out of my 911nwo.com. And then there's also my naturalclimatechange.org, which proves that the man-caused global warming thing is a fraud. And the truth they don't like to hear. And then I also have San Luis Valley Water Watch, which is a very interesting site because I live in the southern central part of Colorado, where we have perhaps the second largest freshwater aquifer in North America. And the United Nations with Marie Strong tried to, you know, kind of Marie Strong himself tried to commandeer this water, make another $1 billion off it, even though he's from Canada. So then I saw through the fraudulent environmental movement by looking at this guy's life. And then my final website is ericcarlstrom.com, and that has my music. We heard the song earlier. So,
well, thank you so much for joining me today, Eric. Eric will be back again with us all very soon, folks. I want to thank all of you for listening. I will, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, bye for now.
This has been the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on Eurofolk Radio. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You can support Andy's work by going to his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, where his book, The Synagogue of Satan, is available in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.